Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode, one of my favorite numbers, 69, ka-chow! Everyone, this is the Nard.
Guess who's back? It's Excalibur.
Yoo-hoo! Yay!
And I'm not on the phone.
Yeah, you're Skyping.
Skyping you.
Yeah. Okay, so okay. How have you been? I haven't talked to you for a long while.
I'm trying to survive, basically. The heat's killing me. It's unusual for me. I mean, I haven't acclimated yet to the climate, so... I've already had one bout with heat exhaustion, which wasn't pretty.
Okay.
And it was pretty much my fault. I wasn't drinking enough water. So now I've learned my lesson. I'm bringing water with me no matter where I go. I know it is going to look gay, but where I'm walking in the sunlight now, I have an umbrella to shield me. As you told me, very Filipino of me.
Yeah, it's very Filipino of you having a umbrella under the sun. Why is it raining? No, it's not. It's just hot. Yeah.
So I have a nice little parasail with little doilies hanging on it. No, I'm just kidding.
Were you frolicking?
Yes, I'm frolicking in the heat. Now I know how bacon feels when it's frying. But other than that, other than that adjustment, I'm doing good. So, I mean, it's been kind of unusual to feel that there is a different pace that people have here than they did in California. I mean, everything was really rushed where I came from, and here people tend to take the time.
Yeah, it's very laid back. Texas is really laid back. Here in Houston, it's also very laid back, and we have a lot of parking space too.
Well, there's lots of roads too.
That's right.
I have never seen so many overpasses in my entire life than when I went onto the Dallas Highway.
Have you been to the gay area so far?
Not yet. Every time I go out there, something happens to me. As like the first time we tried to go out there was when I had my bout with heat exhaustion. And then the second time we were going to go out there, I wound up working a 9-hour shift at the Disney store. And I was so exhausted because I was working nonstop that I finally collapsed out of exhaustion.
Wow. So how is it working there in at where you are right now?
Well, it's got its good points and its bad points. Let's just say I am looking for another job. They are aware that I'm a diabetic with high blood pressure, and they know that I have a couple of special needs. However, they tend to forget. Mm-hmm. So yesterday I actually had to go home an hour early because I did not get a chance to take a proper break in order to eat, and it felt like my whole body was going to break down. So they kind of gave me some shade for that, but hey, my health comes before my job. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But the fun aspect of the job is that the team is actually great. I mean, besides the shade that I got from them yesterday, the team is really great. They're all these incredible personalities. My manager is a bear.
Whoa.
Unfortunately, he's a straight bear.
Oh.
Straight married with kids. So,
oh.
But I have an assistant manager who's pretty much like Karen from Will and Grace.
High-pitched voice.
No. High-pitched voice and very opinionated. We have a lot of fun coworkers that work with me, but I think the most hysterical aspect of the whole situation is here I am working at the Disney store, and one of my coworkers has Tourette's.
How did she sound like?
Well, she's only had a couple of slips where she's said stuff that you really shouldn't say on the floor at the Disney store.
Okay.
She saw a picture of Angelina Jolie and it set her off to start calling her a cum sucker.
Really? Oh my god.
Yeah. So she's not the verbal one. She's more of the nervous tic one. But when she does have the nervous tic, sometimes they're followed by sounds that. I guess the best way to describe him is she sounds like Goat Boy from Saturday Night Live. Mm. She'll be talking and she'll be like, "So I went over to the..." You know, when you're not used to it, it throws you off at first. You're like, "What the hell is wrong with you?" So they had to pull me aside to let me know that she had Tourette's, and I'm going, oh my God, I'm in comedy heaven.
It would be nice to record her, don't you think?
many people over at the Don and Drew show is actually like, you need to tape her. You uh-huh. need to tape her. Put a mic on you, some sort of bug, and tape her.
Come, sucker. This is a very nice Beauty and the Beast chair. And hey, come, sucker.
Yeah, I know. But can I help you out with your bathing? Prostitute, fuck that shit.
Oh, gosh. How do you fix that? Therapy or something?
I guess therapy. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I'm sure that there's medications and procedures out there, but it's... Mm-hmm. Oh, to be honest with you, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So, other than that, any movies have you gone to lately?
No, I've been too busy. The last movie that I went to go see was actually at the Dollar Screen. I'm so glad that there's actually dollar theaters out here. I'm so happy because I can now catch up on movies that I've been wanting to see and I couldn't, and for a cheap price. But Chris and I went to go see Silent Hill. This was my third time seeing Silent Hill. This was his first time, and he absolutely loved Silent Hill.
I have yet to see that.
And it's great. It's a great film. Mm-hmm. And that's been about it. But I've just been so swamped. I wanted to go see Cars this past weekend, but like
Cars is good. I love it. I like it.
That's what we've been hearing. I've been working literally nonstop since last Tuesday, and I'm completely exhausted. So
yeah. Last Saturday, we watched Cars. And I was writing it on my blog. I thought all along that Larry the Cable Guy's character was named Maynard. I just kept talking about Maynard. What? So yeah, you're right. I heard from a trucker there also. It's Mater.
Yeah, it's Mater as in toe Mater. Which is basically the southern way of saying tomato.
Yeah, like Jiner and Tater. Yeah, Tater Tots. Yeah.
Well, interesting tidbit about the movie. I found out that John Lasseter actually based the character Mater after a real person he met on Route 66 called Mater, who ran a tow truck company.
Oh, okay.
So the type of personality that he plays in the movie is pretty much the same guy that he met while he was on the road doing the research for the film.
I'll be your best friend. Yeah, yeah, you still have to see it, right? Yeah.
Well, I intend on seeing it this weekend. I wanted to go see it this weekend, but yeah, I'm too tired.
Yeah, so listeners, yeah, just go watch Cars. Also, what I also watched yesterday was The Omen.
How is that?
The Omen was, I think it's jumpy, it's a little scary, but I still think that the old ones, the original ones, are still good.
See, that's... to me, there's nothing wrong with the original movie. But then again, I said that about Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and the remake surprised me. The remake was good. Mm-hmm. But to me, the original Omen is creepy. You know, it still creeps me out. And I guess, I don't know.
Probably can take that and say it's less creepy, I guess. But it's good. I mean, there's a lot of changes. There's a lot of stuff that were taken away. But I guess it's a remake. What can you say?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's kind of funny to see Mia Farrow go from, you know, Rosemary's Baby to now playing the person who takes care of Satan. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's funny. So we're talking about that time's Rosemary. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're gonna have a three-way.
Woohoo!
Yes. We're going to have a three-way with someone in Minneapolis. His name is Shannon Grady.
And I'm pretty sure all of you who listen to B-Talk know exactly who Shannon is.
That's right. Okay, let's try dialing him now. It's almost 7 o'clock. All right.
Mm-hmm. His ass better be home.
Paradise in the morning. She crawls out of bed. Brushes her hair and she lights a cigarette. Long lay in the morning, the cops are at bay. She scrapes the mirror to jumpstart her day.
Hello.
Hello, may you speak with Shannon, please?
This is he.
Shannon.
Hey, what's up?
We are here, and Roy also. Say hi, Roy.
Hey, Shannon.
Hello, Roy. What's up?
So how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. We were chatting a bit a while ago, and we started a recording, and now we're having a three-way with you.
Yeah, so bend over, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we are here having you in the show. Welcome. Welcome to Bear Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. It's an honor to be on your show. I've been listening to you for a long time, so.
I see. Oh, okay. So, first we're going to talk about your music stuff. You're going to be at Bearpalooza, right?
Yes, I will be at Bearpalooza in July.
I see.
Are you looking forward to that?
I am, very much. It's going to be fun. I've been wanting to play there for a long time, so... this will be a fun experience to be around a bunch of other Bear musicians as well. So.
Oh, that's true. So when did you start playing music?
When did I? When I was like 12.
Okay.
So a long time. Mm-hmm.
What instruments do you all know how to play? I know you play the guitar. Do you know how to play any other instruments?
I play the piano. And when I was in school, I played, like, French horn and trumpet. And I tinker around with the drums. I really like to play the drums.
I see. So. How about the rusty trombone?
Oh, dear.
No, I leave that for Jason.
Oh, okay.
Jason's the rusty trombone expert.
I see.
And Kurt wants the rusty trombone.
I see. Okay. Okay. I guess I've left. Hold on. Let me catch my
Are you recording all this now?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know how much editing you do, but I do a lot of editing.
some of them will keep it fresh and natural. Okay, so back to your music. Let's get serious now. Who are your influences in music?
I have a lot of weird, like, eclectic interests or influences. Bjork is a huge influence in my music. Also, this guitar player named Steve Vai.
Steve Vai.
Mm-hmm.
I love Steve Vai.
Anything, I have everything he does. And I would say, but lately, mostly Dave Matthews, Iron and Wine, and probably Jack Johnson are, you know, my later influences, which is mainly why I play the acoustic guitar now.
I see. How about Joseph?
But I used to be a metal
guy. I had metal. You like a lot of metal before?
Yeah. I was in a metal band for 4 years.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
We played like all kinds of like heavy, like Slayer, Pantera, all that kind of stuff. And I play guitar in that band too, so... So I got some metal chops in me.
I see. Did you ever wear long hair and you were headbanging before?
Oh, yeah.
What about tight leather?
I had long hair and...
Tight leather?
Well, you have to, you know. It was the 90s, so...
Oh, yeah, you were wearing the tight leather and spandex, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Never spandex.
What if you wear spandex now? At Bearpalooza, how's that? What do you think?
No, I don't think so. I was about 150 pounds lighter back then. So.
Besides, with your style of music that you do now, I don't think it would be kind of prudent for you to come out wearing heavy metal style spandex and then all of a sudden...
Yeah. I should get like a big 80s wig and like tease it all out and then come out and play my... sappy little love songs on my acoustic guitar.
Uh-huh. Come out with like a wig that looks like Cher's hairdo from the If I Could Turn Back Time video.
Exactly.
Wow. So I guess since you've been playing Pantera before, you were devastated when Dimebag Darrell passed away back in
2004. Yeah, that totally sucks.
Yeah.
He's an amazing guitar player. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I was at Columbus, Ohio, went to where he died, at the Avila, I forgot the name of the bar, but the week after when Dimebag Darrell died, he's got a lot of flowers and pictures outside, people visiting, it was bad, it was a big loss.
Interesting. Yeah. What were you in Columbus for?
I was in Columbus, Ohio at that time because, you know, Mike and I went to visit some friends and we found out that the week before that was when Darrell died. Yeah, so that's where we were.
Yeah.
So how about you? Okay, any public appearances you're going to do?
Yes, I will be playing in Duluth, Minnesota in Labor Day weekend. And other than that, I'm just trying to get some shows booked. I just finished my CD, and I'm in the process of getting it like mixed and mastered. So I've just been kind of holding off like booking too many shows because I don't want to show up without anything to give anybody if they wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as soon as the CD gets finished, then I'm going to try to book as many shows as I can, and I'll pretty much be just playing in Minneapolis for now and see what happens.
How about bear runs, yeah. Shannon?
I am not opposed to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that Kendall was played at Bear Palooza, and then he got a lot of offers to play at bear runs. His music is a lot different than mine. I don't know how many bear runs want, you know, mm-hmm. folky style music. So he has more of a show and you know, my...
Do you rap?
Do I rap?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yes, Maynard, he raps every holiday season, the gifts.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. No rapping for me.
No rapping for you? Okay.
No.
It's kind of difficult when you're playing guitar.
What acts are you looking forward to seeing, actually, at Bearapalooza?
I'm looking forward to seeing Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
And Matthew Temple, I'm looking forward to seeing him. And I'm looking forward to seeing Michael West and Freddie Freeman. Yeah. I don't really know any of the other guys' music because I really don't have any way to get a hold of other guys' music. But I'm really looking forward to seeing Matthew Temple, actually. He's an amazing guitar player and really good with lyrics, so it's going to be exciting to see that.
I think the guys there are looking forward to see you there. Freddie Freeman was mentioning in the last episode that, you're the new guy. You're the new guy.
Yes, I'm the newest one.
You're the fresh meat.
Oh, fresh meat. You do know there's an initiation there, you know?
Is there?
Yeah, they're...
No, I'm kidding. Really? Tell me more. No, tell me more.
I'm kidding. No, I don't know. I don't know anything.
Well, I'm having my first online three-way, so I guess I can have an initiation at Bearapalooza.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, Shannon, if there was one musical artist out there right now that if you were given the godlike abilities to just have completely disappear off the face of the earth, who would it be?
Oh, that's a cool question, and I love it.
Oh.
Who would I have disappear?
Yes.
I would.
He just came.
Yeah, there's a lot of singers I'd love to have disappear, but they're not technically musicians to me. So, I don't know.
Name a couple of singers. Also, who is just like people that you think has just completely ruined the music industry?
Well, I think this whole like pop phenomenon, like the Ashley Simpsons and Paris Hilton and all that crap. Like, I think that's totally ruined history because you have a face out there, and then you're like, oh, I want to make a record too, and then, you know, you have the money to produce this album, and, you know, of course it's going to sound really good because you have enough money to, you know, have the quality there, but, you know, your songs are crappy, and I just don't like it.
Yeah, everybody has taste. Everybody has their own opinion and tastes, I guess. Yeah.
If I had the ability to, I would make Avril Lavigne disappear off the face of this earth.
Now, see, I like Avril Lavigne.
Oh, no.
I can't stand her.
Well, I like her because she has a real band, and she writes a lot of her own music, you know.
She's just and a poser to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is kind of a poser, but...
Do you have any plans to join a band? What if Damage Plan needs a guitar player? Are you up for it?
You know, I've played in many, many bands over the years, and this is the first time I've gone solo.
Oh, okay.
So you're and I'm kind of enjoying it.
That sounds so naughty. I'm sorry. Maybe it's just me, but the fact that he just said that he's going solo and he's enjoying it, my dirty mind is
I think I'm gonna
well, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone does it once in a while.
Okay. Right. Next slide, please.
All right. Anyway, okay. So, yeah, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna take a break, and yeah, we'll be back.
Follow a long way home.
Daddy, I heard the carnival is in town.
The carnival, son? Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, what kind of attractions do you think they'll have this year?
Well, I heard they've got a freak show, games, music, and bears everywhere.
Bears everywhere?
Uh-huh.
Well, in that case, I think you better stay home, son. This is Daddy's kind of carnival.
Step right up, folks. Come on, come all. The Music City Bears presents Bear Jam 2006 Country Carnival in Nashville, Tennessee, July 20th through 23rd. A fun four-day festival of freaks, food, and frolic where you and all your furry friends can let it all hang out. You just won't believe the wonders we have in store for you.
You'll be amazed at the human oddities and freaks of nature at Sideshow Benny's Carnival Midway, complete with carnival treats, games, and performances by Yolanda, Kendall, and fire-eating, sword-swallowing, nail-up-the-nose freak Sideshow Benny.
Chow down at the Country Banquet and King of the Carnival Contest, where contestants will display their wildest talents, hosted by hilarious Bearlicious comedian Babaloo.
And Bearapalooza is back with a full day of live music at Nashville's renowned 3rd and Lindsay Bar and Grill, featuring 9 hot bear performers in a musical extravaganza.
So come on down to Bear Jam Country Carnival. Get your tickets and book your hotel reservations now by going to www.musiccitybears.com/bearjam.
So call the babysitter, because this ain't no kitty fair.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Spring falls and it comes into winter time, and it just brings you down. I follow you. Love comes and then it goes, and it leaves you with broken toes, and you are left with you. Leaves fall off the trees and they just wonder why you want to be. Falling down is another way to follow in the footsteps of your friends. They follow you.
Oh, yeah, deeper. Oh, Shannon, yeah. Oh.
Where's my was it good for you?
It was excellent.
Oh, okay.
I feel so weird. I'm usually the interviewer, not the interviewee.
Well, that happens, I guess. That happens to me. It's kind of weird. So, yeah. How did you guys start podcasting?
Well, I started listening to podcasts, and I heard your podcast, and I was like, damn it, somebody grabbed the bear podcast first. And I was like, we're going to destroy you. And then I heard your podcast. And I was like, oh, this guy's really cool. I'm not going to destroy him.
Oh, okay.
We'll just have something different.
Was The View the inspiration for your show, you know, having the point of view of different generations?
No, actually it wasn't. Basically, have you guys ever heard of Wanda Wisdom?
Oh yeah. I listen to her a lot.
She lives like a half a mile from where I live.
Oh, really?
And
from Golden Valley?
Yeah. I started listening to her podcast first, and then I started searching, and then I found your podcast, and then I was like, this is like one person perspective, and these people have a lot to say, and I was like, I'd love to do my own podcast, but I don't feel that I personally am that interesting to talk for a long time. So I was like, you know, I want to pick some friends of mine who are come from different backgrounds and try to, you know, create something that's more of a conversation thing with a group of friends. And it evolved, like, it just started out with three of us and then ended up being five. So it's kind of evolved over the last 7 months, and we are still having a great time doing it.
Yeah,
and
it's fun. So
that's basically how we got started. I just wanted to do it, and I asked Jeff and Jason first, and they were like, yeah, sure. And then Joel came on board, and I wanted Joel because Joel is the newest person to come out. So I kind of wanted his perspective on, like, what does he think of these people who have been out for a long time, and what is it like just coming out to your parents, and like, I wanted that kind of perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And then I added Kurt later on because I think Kurt's hilarious, and he just cracks my shit up, so.
Yeah, I saw him at TBRU, and oh my god, he's so tall.
I know, that's where we got the nard measurement
from. The nard measurement.
Yes, he's two nards tall.
Oh my god.
So tell me, Shannon, if we, going back to the View analogy, if we were to basically kind of characterize you guys with the people who is on The View, who would you consider the Star Jones of the group?
Oh my god.
The Star Jones.
I would say Jeff. He's going to kill me, but I was going to say Jeff.
And who would you consider the Joy Behart?
These are trick questions. I would say that Jason would be Barbara Walters.
Okay.
And I would probably be Meredith. And Jeff would be Star, and then Kurt would be whoever else is left. What's the woman's name? The comedian?
Joy Behart?
Yeah, that would be Kurt.
Now, the big question is, since Meredith is leaving, who's going to take over the Rosie O'Donnell position on your show?
Oh, well, in our reality, Meredith is not leaving, so.
They have their own alternate reality.
Yes, we're alternate. But I only think of myself as Meredith because I try to be, like, the ringleader.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I don't do a very good job because they all just mow right over me most of the time, I have the power of editing, so I can make mistakes if I want.
I know how that feels.
I got to tell you, though, Shannon, your show, I was listening to your show actually on my way to Dallas, and I got some pretty funny stares in the airport cracking up listening to your show. It was the episode about the AIDS walk, and I was cracking up hearing you talking about how you guys were cruising at the AIDS walk.
Right.
And here I got all these straight people staring at me like I'm on crack or something. So,
you know what? That's the best compliment that I hear all the time. I hear people tell us that all the time. Like, people are staring at me because I was laughing in public, and to me, that's the best compliment anyone could give us, because that's what we want to have. We want to entertain people for, you know, the hour that they listen to us, and for us, that's what it's all about. I mean, we want to be informative as informative as we can be, but we really want to just entertain people and just make it, you know, let them have a good time.
And I get entertained. There are times when I'm listening in the car and I would really laugh so hard.
Just driving. Well, I think if people heard the unedited version, they may not like it so much.
Oh, really?
Because sometimes we go off on a little tangents and are, you know, just a little crazy.
Kurt, go off on a tangent? No.
Yeah, exactly.
You jest.
Exactly.
So, how do you guys do it? I mean, sorry. How do you do it?
Phrase that question right.
It's all looped up. And then...
I mean, how do you guys do it? How do you guys record in a room and this a studio? How do you guys do it?
They do it Rob Lowe style.
We have a Zen 13 Revolution studio, you know.
Yes.
Which is my living room.
Oh, it's a living room. Okay.
No, we totally. It's totally just like I have my laptop and I have a mixer and I plug in 5 microphones and then I hit record and we just talk and then I spend the next 2 days editing it and adding everything else to it. So it's totally freeform. I mean, we always come in with subjects that we want to talk about, but it's. We just say, I've hit record, and then we just start talking, and whatever happens, happens. And so I think that's where people get that group of friend conversation feel from it. Because we try not, in the beginning, we tried to say, okay, we're only going to talk about this and stop, and then we'll talk about this and stop and talk about this and stop. But we were missing all of these funny little things in the middle. So I just said, okay, we're going to record for 1 hour, and whatever gets recorded, that's what gets put on the air, you know.
Well, that's what I love about the show is that, you know, even though it's obvious that you guys discuss about what you're going to talk about before you hit record, that whole free flow to the whole show, that you honestly do not know where the show is going, and that's what I love about it.
And, you know, honestly, we don't know where the show is going sometimes. You know, we have a list and we say, okay, we want to talk about these points, and we try to tie them all together. You know, our ADD kicks in and then we're boxed.
You know, one time I'd like to have Jason in the show. One time.
You should.
Yeah.
We should have you guys on our show.
I was going to say, I would love for all 7 of us to get together and have like a little bear powwow, but... it should be
if we could be all in person. That would be better.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Oh hell yeah.
Probably one bear run. Okay, let's talk about a bear run that we're gonna go.
The bear jam. You guys should go to bear jam.
I know. I want to go, but I don't know.
I wish I could.
Yeah.
Come on to bear jam. You can go to Bearpalooza and you can watch me play, and then we can go have a big old bear podcast.
Actually, if I were there, I would help you out. I'll be your roadie. I will.
You'd be a roadie.
Wouldn't be a roadie. You would be a groupie. Admit it.
Well, a roadie can be a groupie, right?
I was told by the other B talkers that everyone has to get blown before I get blown. So you have to work your way up.
Oh, so the guys
I'm
are going to be
there.
Oh, okay.
But, well, Kurt and Joel will be there.
Kurt and Joel, okay.
Yeah. So we're actually going to be doing some stuff there as B-Talk as well.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good. Looking forward to hear that. Yeah.
Do me one favor while you're there. Please get Kurt laid so that he could stop whining.
He will never stop whining ever. he can get laid and 5 minutes later he'll be whining.
I wonder if I should edit that out. Kurt may no, I leave it there.
Yeah, we pick on Kurt a lot, but Kurt's an awesome guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I talk with him online. He's great. I talk with him and Jason a lot online, and they're absolute sweethearts.
Yeah, I spoke to him at TBRU. Yeah, mm-hmm. We chatted for a while.
It's good. Yeah, Jason's the devil in one whore.
Oh, yeah.
He is on that thing like 24/7. And when he says he's the bear star of the day, he means like the bear star of the hour, because he's always the bear star.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it would be good. It would be good to have him in the show once. Yeah, we can.
Yeah, you should.
We'll give him a call.
But we should plan. We should plan for and all of us to go to the same bear run.
Yeah,
and then we should have like a big giant podcasting orgy.
Podcasting orgy. We can have an orgy in orbit. Yeah,
that would be fun.
That'd be fun. Yeah. But anyway, okay. So, well, I guess we're gonna wrap.
Yeah. So, before I go, you should go to my website and buy my CD.
Oh yes, that's right. Tell us about your website. Yeah. Tell us, how can people contact you?
Yeah, weren't you supposed to be talking to me about my music?
Oh, we were a while ago.
Oh.
Oh, wait a second. Wait. I do have a question, though. Why tomorrow? You sent me a file tomorrow. What's... That's your newest one?
Well, that's the song. Most of my songs are written about an experience that I've had. And the song tomorrow is the story of me moving to Minneapolis and coming out, but not telling my parents until later. But I wanted to come out first and be comfortable with who I was. And I wrote that song about my brother, that because I was afraid to come out to him, because I was afraid that he would never speak to me again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that whole song came from.
I see. Yeah, I'll be playing that. I'll play probably in the tail end of the show. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's actually one of my favorite songs that I've written.
Okay.
So what's the best way for us to get a hold of your music if we're interested? I know you have a MySpace page.
Yes, I do. If you go to myspace.com/zen13, you will find me there, and you can download 4 of the songs there. I think I'm going to change them. I haven't decided yet. But if you go to zen13.com,
okay.
The webmaster is he's building my site as we speak. I called him this afternoon. I was like, hey, I'm doing this interview and I'm going to be promoting my CD. Is my website ready? And he was like, find out when the podcast is going to air and I'll get it up by then. So
air.
Yeah, you have a whip and chain. Hurry up with the website.
Yeah. So if you go to zin13.com, that's ZINN13, mm-hmm. you can find out all the information about me there. Okay. The CD it's not quite finished. It's almost there. So it'll be for sale by the time I get to Bad Palooza.
Yeah. Okay.
That's sweet.
Cool. Yeah. Also, to the listeners, check out their podcast. It's btalkworld.com. Okay.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, if you haven't had a chance to check out B-Talk yet, do yourself a favor, check it out. It's a great show. I look forward to your episode every single week. It's a blast.
Oh,
it's like a big giant bear party. It really is. Without the sex, but.
Well, we enjoy your show too, and I feel that the bear podcasting community should unite and support each other and fight the good fight.
That's true.
And I'm sorry, but we need to like dash this McMullen dude because he's jumping on the bear train and we don't agree with that, so.
Ah, okay.
We're getting political.
I think the bear should be doing the bear podcast, not someone who jumps on the bear train. So
fight the good fight there.
Yeah. So we need to all stick together.
Mm-hmm. One last question before I let you go here, Shannon.
Okay.
When are we going to get the Rim Job show?
Oh, that's right.
It's a surprise.
Oh.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next. I can. It's you know how when shows are written and there's this big cliffhanger and they can never talk about it because they're under contract.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we are.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the cliffhanger. I think it'll be the season finale.
Oh wow! You mean? And then you'll have reruns? Is that how it is?
And then we'll have reruns for 6 weeks.
Well, okay. So thank you very much, Shannon.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah.
I wish you all the best and hope to see you in person.
You too. Yeah.
You too. Exactly.
All right. So thank you very much, Shannon. Okay.
Thank you.
Here's some bear events, guys. Bearquake 6, our biggest disaster yet. Nice name. Los Angeles, California. It's on June 29th for 6 days. Bears LA is proud to announce the 11th anniversary of the Mr. Southern California Bear Contest and the 6th anniversary of Bearquake. To celebrate these momentous occasions, we're taking you on a romp through Tinseltown you'll never forget. So visit the website at bearquake.com. How about in Atlanta, Georgia, Bear All 2006 on June 30th? Okay, so they have a run there, and their theme is Reality Bears. Sounds kind of familiar. I think Bear Watch, we did that in Bear Watch, I think. Okay, so Bear All will be held on June 30th through July 4th in Atlanta. It's going to be in the Atlanta Sheraton downtown, a four-star hotel serving as our host hotel, and the Atlanta Eagle as our host bar. Okay, so in keeping with the theme of this year's Bear Run contests, such as Who Wants to Marry a Bear? Bear Factor. That's the familiar part. Yeah, we did Bear Factor last year. And the Barely Wed Game, it will keep attendees entertained during our mega all-you-can-eat feast and ever-popular Mr. Bear All 11 contest on Saturday night. So check out the website for more information, atlantabearall.com. Okay, how about in Salt Lake City, Utah? Yes, our friends Daddy Todd and Jake told me about this. Bear Ruckus 2006 on July 1st. Okay, so I put the link on the website. It's going to be on Saturday, July 1st to Monday, July 3rd. Oh, that's awesome. It's not going to be in Salt Lake, though. It's going to be in McCammon, Idaho. Okay, so it's Ruckus 2006. More wolf, more grr, according to them. Well, they have a schedule there, so you can check it out. Oh, Elijah Black is going to be there. He's going to play at the Charlie's Bar in Pocatello on Saturday, July 1st. Yeah, you guys might want to check him out. He's going to be there. So check out the website at utahbears.com. Imen 2006 Gathering. It's going to be in Maryland. Well, they say it's in the rural Maryland near the Pennsylvania border. Okay, it's going to be from July 2nd to July 9th. They have special rates and day passes available for part-time attendees. Several bear-specific events like the Bear Cub and lots of bears, bear lovers, and other naked men. So check out the website at imengonude.com. And if you do check out the website, make sure you look at it at home because there's nudity involved and you don't want to do it at work. Okay? So yeah, they do tug-of-war, massage in the nude. Yeah, tug-of-war in the nude. It's fun. It looks like it's fun. So check them out, imengonude.com. Okay, I have a few shout-outs here. Johnny is from Houston. He's a friend of mine, good friend of mine. He's ASN for Bears and Bear 411. And he co-hosted with me and in the Bear Pride Chicago Report. Okay, so hello. And yeah, I'll see you on the weekend. Brian also, he's also from Houston. And yeah, thank you for posting the Frapper Map. Yeah. And guys, if you get the chance, post your zip code and name on the Frapper map. You can see it at Frapper, frappr.com/ Bear Podcast. Okay, so post your location there so we know where you are. Okay, so happy birthday to Christopher Big Bear 1963 on LJ. I've been talking to him. It's very nice to chat with him last week. And yeah, he had to celebrate his birthday at work. I'm sorry. But anyway, I hope you had a good time. You may have celebrated it, your birthday on the weekend. So I hope you had a good time. Okay, so also, happy birthday to Caleb. He's Copacetic Cub on LiveJournal. And yeah, he's a friend of mine. He's been listening to the show for quite some time now. He's been, listening to the past episodes, which is good. Thank you very much, Caleb. And I met him last night again. I saw him last night, and he attended the Houston Area Bears meeting with us. Okay, so nice to see you, Caleb. Okay, another birthday, Tony. Yes, Tony from Kansas. Yes, his KC Fireplug on LiveJournal. Happy birthday. I hope you had a good one. Okay, how about some people from Columbus? Yes. Robbie and Michael, I got an email from them. And they were talking about the promotion of Kindle CD. Yeah. So you can check out the website at outlooknews.com. Michael Daniels is the managing editor of Outlook News. So yeah, check their website. I'll put the link on the website. Thank you guys for sending me an email. Okay. So about the Kindle CD, I'm going to extend the raffle until this weekend, because I'd like to have Mike do the drawing and you know, for some more people to send in their names, their emails. So just send me an email with a subject, Kendall CD, and that's it, and you'll be in the raffle. Okay, one last shout out to two friends of mine, James and Daniel. They're going to have a commitment ceremony on June 17th, this coming Saturday. So, congratulations, James and Daniel. Woohoo! Okay, so that's it. Now back to the show.
Well, that was great. We had one out of five on the show now. So, now we just need to get the rest of the gang.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
It's our secret plan of conquest.
Go do them one by one. We're going to do a three-way on each of them.
And appropriately, we'll save Kurt for last.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'd like to thank Shannon for being in the show. It's awesome to have him in the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so, okay. Any shout-outs? Any shout-outs?
A couple, of course. Always bearwash.com. Bear Wash is shampoo and conditioner specifically designed for beards and goatees, but it can also be used as regular shampoo and conditioner. I can speak from using it. It works. Check it out, bearwash.com. It has multiple uses as well. We've discovered that it can be used as a shaving cream. We also discovered it could be used as an after sunburn relief cream. All sorts of uses for this stuff. It tastes crunchy even in milk. No, I'm just kidding. check them out at bearwash.com. I want to give a shout out to Don and Drew at the Don and Drew Show. They're about ready to head out on their big giant Winnebago excursion across the United States. I hope they have fun with their first excursion out there in their big giant Winnebago. Mm-hmm. And on a more serious note, I want to give a shout out to Ricky out in Florida, who hosts FoulMonkeys.com. I think he's in the area of Florida where Tropical Storm Alberto is heading.
Yeah, be careful there, Ricky.
Be careful, Ricky. It's like the last that I heard, it was only 4 miles per hour away from being classified as a hurricane. So please take it easy out there, Ricky.
We need to hear more Foul Monkeys episodes.
Exactly. And I want to give a shout out to the man who's giving me a nice little shoulder rub right now. And that's my honey, Chris. Say hi, Chris.
Hello.
Oh.
On the day he is.
Anyway, so.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet? I'm melting.
Giving me little bear kisses on my forehead.
Anyway, okay.
Okay, enough sappiness.
All right.
Also, want to give a shout out to all the friends that I left behind in the San Francisco Bay Area. I miss you guys. I'm doing fine out here. Don't worry. And I am slowly but steadily getting back in contact with you guys, and I hope everybody's doing well. And especially out to my friends Richard and David. David Hayes is the guy who does the San Francisco Movie Bears.
Hi, David. They
just recently became roommates, and I hope that their new venture in life turns out to be great, and let's hope it leads to matrimony. No, I'm just kidding. Little inside joke, though. Anyway. So anyway, that's my shout-outs. So. Well, it's great to be back. I've missed talking with you.
Yeah, been busy. Actually, next week I'll be busy also with probably with the Father's Day special. So we're going to see what's I have some people who will be on, and yeah, you'll hear about it.
Going to be the Daddy's Day special?
Yeah, it is a Daddy's Day special. Mm-hmm.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
You can always contact us at our website, which is bearpodcast.com. You can also subscribe to us via iTunes. Just look for Bear Podcast. There we are. You can also subscribe to BeeTalk in iTunes as well. You can contact Maynard at...
BearChaser at bearpodcast.com.
Oh. And you can always contact me at xcalibear at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And you can leave voicemails at 206-222-BEAR.
On the next show, we'll talk about rim jobs.
Oh, no, that's not
ours. Oops, sorry, wrong show.
Wrong show. Okay, thank you guys for listening. Many whoops and many hugs.
Bye, y'all.
Scream.
A phone there right with you?
I don't have a phone with me, but there's a phone right close to me in case we need it.
Do you think you can dial Shannon for a while?
You want me to talk to him?
No. Just I can't seem to make a connection a while ago. Can you dial him up and see if it's going through?
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's his number?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
867-5309.
Okay, testing right now. I'm sorry, I got the wrong number. I got some sort of secretary.
Really?
Yeah. In some employment company.
Oh, you dialed 8675309.
I'm not able to retrieve the most recent calls.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I guess we can't have a good time. Phone number.